This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Tuesday, May 12, 2020. Elon Musk restarts Tesla production against Alameda County rules. On Monday, Tesla CEO Elon Musk tweeted, "Tesla is restarting production today against Alameda County rules. I will be on the line with everyone else. If anyone is arrested, I ask that it only be me." Under Governor Gavin Newsom's rules, Tesla is allowed to reopen production, but Alameda County has kept its rules tighter, apparently through one elected official's decisions. So Musk is technically in violation of the county law. Again, this is a glorious reminder of how important local government is. Have you ever thought of who your county commissioners are? While Musk is fighting with his county government, sometimes it has been the other way around, with commissioners and sheriffs protecting their counties from stricter state laws. The power of government comes from the consent of the governed, and part of that consent is communicated through lesser magistrates who refuse to bow to unconstitutional fiats. Elon Musk is an engineer, industrial designer, technology entrepreneur, and philanthropist. He is the founder, CEO, and chief engineer designer of SpaceX, co-founder and product architect of Tesla, designing electric cars. In 2016, he was ranked the 21st on the Forbes list of the world's most powerful people and was ranked joint first on the Forbes most innovative leaders of 2019. As of May 2020, he is said to have a net worth of $39.4 billion and is listed by Forbes as the 23rd richest person in the world. Elon Musk is one of the few major voices out there criticizing the official approved media narrative, and he has been vocally critical of the state lockdowns. On April 27th, he tweeted, "Silicon Valley has become Sanctimonious Valley, too much of the moral arbiter of the world." On April 28th, he shared an opinion piece from the Wall Street Journal questioning whether lockdowns actually save lives, noting that most of the data suggests they don't. Musk tweeted, "Give people their freedom back." The same day, he shared an article reporting Texas's plan to begin reopening and stated, "Bravo, Texas," and later simply, "Free America now." On April 29th, he retweeted Phil LeBeau, who wrote, "Tesla CEO Elon Musk blasts shelter-in-place orders to say that they cannot leave their house and they will be arrested if they do. This is fascist. This is not democratic. This is not freedom. Give people back their damn freedom." Later that day, Musk shared a number of posts documenting the fact that hospitals were not overwhelmed or full. The next day, he shared data about reporting COVID-19 deaths and objected. "Classifying all deaths as corona, even if corona didn't cause the death, is simply a lie. This is misleading the public." And on May 1st, he tweeted out the Star Spangled Banner. Next up, Dr. Birx doesn't trust CDC numbers. According to the Washington Post, during a task force meeting last Wednesday, a heated discussion broke out between Deborah Birx, the physician who oversees the administration's coronavirus response, and Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Birx and others were frustrated with the CDC's antiquated system for tracking virus data, which they worried was inflating some statistics. Shock. Such as mortality rate and case count, by as much as 25%, according to four people who were present for the discussion or later briefed on it. Two senior administration officials said the discussion was not heated. "There's nothing from the CDC that I can trust," Birx said, according to two of the people. As we've reported previously, there are serious questions surrounding all the stats we continue to hear and see in the news. What is the average age of COVID-19 deaths? What is the morbidity rate for those under the age of 65? What are the rates for those in hospitals and nursing homes? What about with those who have comorbidities or other immune deficiencies? And what are the financial repercussions for reporting deaths as COVID-19? What is the difference between dying from COVID-19 and dying with COVID-19? As far as we can tell, anyone testing positive for COVID-19 is being marked as a COVID-19 death, and there are financial incentives to do so. Meanwhile, inmates are sharing the coronavirus to get early release. Why not? During a press conference on Monday, Villanova released surveillance footage from the Pitches Detention Center showing inmates trying to contract the coronavirus, or or something. Subsequently, more than 20 inmates seen in the footage tested positive for coronavirus. In one portion of the footage, an inmate can be seen getting hot water from a dispensary that is available to all the inmates. Then the inmate walks over to a group of fellow inmates where they pass the bottle around just before a nurse takes their temperature. Villanova said the inmates were not only drinking from the same bottle to try to get coronavirus, but they were drinking the hot water to falsely show high temperature symptoms of it. Under normal circumstances, no one would be doing that anyway, particularly when everyone has the same access to the water. No one shares this, Villanova said. Now they're sharing the hot water and using the same bottle. Other footage shows inmates drinking from the same styrofoam cup and sniffing from a mask in order to infect themselves with coronavirus. Villanova said the inmates were deliberately crowding together and not social distancing despite being held in the relatively large space where distancing is possible. It's sad to think that someone deliberately tried to expose themselves to coronavirus, Villanova said. As a result of this behavior from this particular modular, 21 inmates tested positive for coronavirus in a week of these videos being taken. This is problematic because somehow there was a mistake in belief among the inmate population that if they tested positive, that there was a way to force our hand and release more inmates out of our jail environment, Villanova said. And that's not going to happen. However, since March 11th, California's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation has released more than 5,500 inmates into local communities. And in the last week alone, nearly 315 inmates were freed from prison. Huh. Wonder how that happened. Wonder how that idea got around, that maybe if you tested positive for coronavirus, you might get early release. But also remember, if you try to do somebody's nails in your basement in Texas or go to the beach in California, you might end up going to jail. So there. Also, just to make you feel better, reports are surfacing that even people who have been dead for several years are receiving federal stimulus checks. Representative Thomas Massie tweeted out Monday a picture of a stimulus check saying, "Stimulus checks to dead people. Check says deceased right on it. D-E-C-D. Facepalm emoji. I know the ADM who received the check. Her mother passed 2 years ago." This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik News. You can find this and all our shows at CrossPolitik.com or FightLaughFeast.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Our app is the only way to get in the bullpen with Mark Dewey. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast club member. And for a limited time, get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt and access to tons of content on biblical counseling, God and government, end times, eschatology, pastors and politics, Proverbs with me, and our very own Worldview Shotgun series. You can also get $100 off your registration for our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, where we hope to meet many of you in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to FightLaughFeast.com and register now. And have a great day.